our rows, our furrows.
Yeah. And we raised a big of wheat this year. We raised a
crop.
Big. And we, to remove the shrubs and trees on the land, you might say.
We cleared it.
Right.
However, the colored people, I've heard it many times.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what it meant at first. They'll say, she fell out.
Uh-huh.
And we had a terrible time bringing her around,
uh-huh.
you know, after she fell out. And it's just absolutely, and I was talking about it with one day, and she
uh-huh.
said she had found it in Kentucky also, that she was walking down the street, and there was this person
uh-huh.
unconscious in the street. And she said, what happened? And the person said, that was standing over them, said she fell out.
Mm-hmm.
And Maria said, fell out of what? Thinking
mm-hmm.
of a window, you know. No, yeah. She had just fainted.
That's very interesting. As a matter of fact, I'm going to add that. When I get to, when I have that, investigate that as an expression for
I thought of that this morning
yeah.
when Rose was talking about chasing the children's wading pool last night when it blew away.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, immediately without thinking, I said, well, you talk about Gwen falling out all the time, they're going to be talking about you running around over the hill at midnight chasing the wading pool, you know. And that I thought, I wondered if you'd heard that.
No, but their falling out wouldn't be, I mean, they're running around chasing the swimming pool at midnight.
Well, no, Gwen has a brain tumor or something, and she falls out quite often.
She
loses consciousness. And they call an ambulance and take her to the hospital each time instead of trying to bring her around.
Can't they fix it? Is it?
Apparently not. I don't really understand it. So.
Now, but when you said that, what I'm getting at here is when you said that to her, did you mean like you would? Well, you wouldn't use fall out then as kind of isn't a popular vernacular? Did they say a wigged out or something?
No.
Like cracking up or something.
No.
It would just be fainting.
Just be fainting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You said we raised the topic. Let me get that again about the wheat. I think I missed that. It says we
raise a crop of wheat.
Yeah, and to remove the shrubs and trees, you say we
cleared.
And if you raised, you had a crop of clover or grass, and then you cut it, and then it came up again, you'd call that a
second crop.
All right. And if something you didn't plant at all came
it's up. It's a volunteer.
All right. And when wheat is tied up, it's tied up in
a shock.
All right. Now, shocks are sometimes made up of a smaller shock would be, might include a dozen or so of a smaller.
Of a smaller grain,
so
or
a smaller
pack.
Quantity. Yeah, packs. I was thinking of sheaf or bundle.
You're no doubt right. Bill was correcting me on my terminology about the wheat crop the other day.
Would you call it, which of those sounds more familiar to you, a sheaf or a bundle?
A bundle, I suppose.
All right, if you had, talking about wheat, and you said we had one bushel of wheat, then we added 39 more, then we had 40,